You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert. It's 12:40. A new poll in the race for the 13th District Congressional race shows Republican Rodney Davis and Bloomington Democrat David Gill are nearly tied. A new poll of 400 registered likely voters paid for by the Gill campaign was released yesterday. Joining me now on the phone to discuss this poll and what it means, Tom Kasich from the News Gazette. He's enterprise editor of the paper. Good afternoon, Tom.
How are you?
Doing well. What does this poll mean? What have you been able to discern from these numbers from the poll released yesterday?
Well, they didn't give a lot of detail, but they, you know, the baseline number is that Gill's numbers have grown about 3 or 4 percentage points, and Davis's is up 9. So that it's essentially a tie, which is what the experts predicted. This would be a very close race, that it's a marginally Democratic district, and, you know, if everything being equal, that Gill would win by 1 or 2 percentage points, so he's up by 1 if you discount the margin of error.
Should Gill be concerned? We're talking about a guy who has run 3 times prior, facing Tim Johnson, and now and the Republicans had to find somebody after a weighted vote to slate their candidate, and yet they're now 39% to 40%.
Right. Everybody says it's early, and it really is, because a lot of things are going to happen in the next the next month. Absentee voting has started, but so you're still going to see, though, a lot of advertising, especially, I think, next week it's really going to pick up. That's generally when it does become more saturated. There's still only one debate in the district, and that doesn't occur until November 1st over at Channel 12. So, things will shake out, and people will start paying more attention, I think, to the congressional race.
That poll also showed independent candidate John Hartman, who will also be part of that debate along with Davis and Gill, with 8% of the vote. Is there any chance of him being a big spoiler here?
I think there's a real good chance of him being a spoiler. There's probably no chance that he could win. His numbers have remained steady. There's only been 2 public polls released, and the first one showed him with 9%. This one shows him with 8. So the interesting thing there is that he has done absolutely no advertising and probably won't, and he's made few public appearances. He's got no army of supporters to go door to door for him, but he's still drawn 8 or 9%, which indicates to me, and I think others, that there's a lot of dissatisfaction with politics, and people will say they're going to vote for an independent even if they don't really know who he is or what he stands for. So as more becomes known, maybe that'll change, but it's just interesting that he gets so much support already.
It seems as if, too, with the advertising, if I'm watching TV for maybe an hour, I see 3 or 4 ads for Davis for maybe every 1 Gill ad, although I think Gill's had a few more ads lately. But the advertising campaign is in full swing.
It sure is. You know, I think I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but like you, I notice the ads, and I think the ones I see are mostly negative ads, mostly attack ads, and those are the ones that are being paid for by groups outside of the district, including the Democratic Congressional Committee and the National Republican Congressional Committee. So they've already spent something like $1.8 million on ads in this district, and that's, we're still a month away from the election.
Any final thoughts about what this poll might mean at the voting booth?
No, I just think it confirms what everybody's suspicions were, that this was going to be a close race, and unless something significant breaks in the next 4 weeks, it's going to remain a close race.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Sure, Jeff.
Tom Kasich, enterprise editor of the News Gazette. He'll be part of the panel of reporters in the 13th District Congressional Debate coming up Thursday, November 1st on WILL-TV and WILL-AM 580.